Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello and welcome to another Must-Have Seen TV bonus episode, The Grand Experiment. Is that a good title or does that have Nazi connotations?
It sounds a bit much.
So we're just going to call this The Experiment. The sick.
How about A Experiment? Let's just Experiment 1.
Experiment 1.
Give yourself
Experiment 1. Oh, so I might do more in the future.
I mean, right?
I like this. This is all going in the episode. So I am your host, Brett White, and this is another bonus episode before we return in earnest on February 1st with an episode talking about I Love Lucy, the episode Ricky and Fred are TV fans, which you can stream on Hulu or Amazon. Just want to get that out there.
I love it. You were like, maybe I should record something. And then now you're super prepared. He doesn't have any notes.
No, this is my instincts.
I know.
This is years of improv training. The other voice you hear is only been on the show once before, Ben Raghib.
Hello.
And this time we're not talking about Alf.
No, that's not all I ever do.
And also on the couch is Ben's wife, Ellen.
Hi.
Hi. Who will pipe up as she wants anytime. So the grand, now that I've established it, it sounds like a Nazi saying, I can't say grand experiment.
Yeah, why?
It's an instinct, and I feel like this is something I have to quell. This is worrying. No. The experiment that we're doing is we are going to watch new multicam sitcoms on an old cathode ray tube television that Ben picked up. Where did this TV come from?
I got this from somebody you knew. Someone we both know was throwing it out. You were going to. I don't know if you want to know.
Wait, is it someone that I like used to date or something?
No. Okay. It's Hal Phillips.
Okay.
He was getting rid of some stuff, and I actually went over there to pick up an old computer, and this was lying around the apartment. And it was like, this is a Sony Trinitron, which is like a nice TV.
What year? What year are we thinking?
I think it was 2001. I looked at the, I mean, there's a label in the back. I'm pretty sure it's...
I am glad to see that it is not a flat screen. There is a curve. There is a little bit of a curve to the screen, which I think is essential to this experiment.
It was manufactured October 2001.
Wow.
Would you like the serial number?
Hell yeah.
KV20... S90.
So tonight
that's the model number, which actually is probably more interesting for people than the serial number.
Tonight we're going to be. I have a whole playlist. We're going to be watching four. We're going to start off with watching, basically recreating a TGIF lineup from February 4th, 1994, on Hulu, and watching. Wait, what are they? Family Matters episode, followed by Boy Meets World, Step by Step, and Hang with Mr. Cooper. Then we're going to get started with the, I said in the email, the Grand SD versus HD experiment.
See, that bit That's of why it was clarification, in my head. I think, makes it less sinister.
That's why it was in my head. And we're going to watch a Full House episode, followed by a Fuller House episode. To really, because those are shows that ostensibly are using the same set. Because the Fuller, Tanner, Gibbler family still lives in that same improbably big San Francisco home. And then after that, we're going to move on to some One Day at a Time, Will and Grace, and maybe an episode of Mom. Or who knows, Disjointed in the Ranch. Like, we could just keep going. And so we started recording because Ben asked me, what did I expect to find? So I guess what do you think is going to be the difference? Or do I need to go first?
Well, I mean, I've watched this a couple of times, so like I know.
Yeah, what's been your experience with this television so far?
Well, I got it. I actually got it mostly for a Nintendo game, like old Nintendo games and stuff like that. So I had hooked it up to a Raspberry Pi, and which is a nerd thing. And I hooked it up there.
It's a different kind of nerd thing than the nerd thing I'm doing tonight, where I sent you a playlist of sitcoms to watch.
Right. Different.
We all got different nerd flavors.
Yes. So I originally hooked it up for that, and I think I watched some. I know I put some TV on it just for kicks. I think we watched a Simpsons DVD on it, and then the thing actually that more recently is that I had this old BBC show from like the 80s that we were watching on DVD on our regular LCD flat screen TV, and it looked kind of old and weird and dumb.
Yeah.
Not dumb. It's a sci-fi show. It's called The Tripods. And like, it doesn't really matter, but the point is like it just looked weird, but we figured like, oh, it just hasn't aged well. And then just for kicks, I like played that on the old TV. And it actually looked a lot better.
Yeah.
Like even like it looked you had like a thing about it. You had some way of saying
it. I don't remember it. It look like richer. It looked like appropriate. The things that looked like fake and corny when you saw sort of the hard edges, mm-hmm. when they were blurred, looked dramatic.
Yep.
And, you know, it was effective.
Yeah. And blur, I don't think even blurrier is even the right. Like, it's kind of that, but it's not. That doesn't really.
Not as sharp.
Yeah.
Because
you, at the same time, it's like, it's definitely not as sharp a picture. But I think you get a different, like, maybe it's contrast ratio is the mm-hmm. right, I don't know if that's technically actually the term, but it's like the things, because literally the way an LCD works, right, is you have all of the LCD pixels are in front of this light, and the little red, green, blue things are basically turning on and off to, like, they're turning on and off, but you can see stuff because there's a big light behind it.
Yeah.
That's so it's essentially filtering out. So this is one of the things on an LCD screen is that the black, to get black, they have to shut out all of the light that's on behind it, which is kind of hard to do, which is why it's like, you know, that's one of the things that makes like a fancier LCD TV is like how, you know.
Yeah, isn't like true black or something or pure black, like the black, like I'm aware of that being on like boxes. On, like, TV boxes.
Yeah, like, they'll all have their names for it, and I don't buy TVs often enough to know what they mark it as. But the difference is, whereas on the tube, you only see light because it's firing electrons at the screen, it hits a phosphor, which emits the photons and shoots them right into your eye.
See, that sounds so much more dramatic and exciting.
Yeah, it is. A CRT is so much more exciting, both in how it works. It's firing. There's an electron gun behind a piece of glass that is firing electrons at you. The stream of electrons is being aimed with a changing magnetic field. Also, if you open up the back and you're not careful, even if you've unplugged it, it could retain enough charge to kill you. It is definitely the more exciting television.
I feel like there should be an episode of Star Trek where they get shrunk down and have to like go and like go through the TV. Like, live in that environment.
Aren't there enough other episodes of things where they shrink people down and go into TVs?
Wait, are there? Well, no, and like in Muppet Babies, they're like, they're just pretending to be on TV in a cardboard box. Not the same. So yeah, what you guys were saying is basically what I'm expecting to happen is that as sitcoms have moved from HD, from SD to HD, and like lighting and stuff has had to grow to like accommodate this larger space, more detail in the shot, etc. Things have had to become brighter, more washed out than your Cheers and Roseanne and Seinfeld, which when I picture those shows in my head, I think of like brown or like olive green. Like, there's a much more subtle nuance to the lighting. So what I'm hoping to expect to see is that all these newer shows are going to have that same, like, the edges round sanded off and might look a little bit warmer and might ping the nostalgia buttons in my brain that I am expecting to see. Are you writing a code to play all these?
I'm just making bookmarks. So
oh, okay. I thought you were like going to whip up some sort of Hulu code to just play them all at will.
I would love to do something like
hack into Hulu. Hashtag hack into Hulu. So yeah, we've ordered some Little Caesars pizza. We're going to watch this TGIF lineup. Well, we assume it's Little Caesars. This is New York, and it was just a seamless place called Little Caesars.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You can check the Must Have Seen TV Instagram for photos of all this as it's going. And we'll be checking in throughout the night. See ya! Okay, so we just watched a whole night of TGIF.
February 4th, 1994.
February 4th, 1994. Hang on, Mr. Cooper is going off the air right now. We are all stuffed on Little Caesars. It was real!
Pizza, pizza.
Yeah, Jeff. That's a... Why is Soul Man part of that? Anyway, so what were our hot takes on watching a whole night of old TV on an old TV? Any insight? It looked right. That's what I would say.
It looked right. I think without the commercials, it didn't feel... That definitely was noticeable. It didn't feel the same.
Yeah, I do think that next time I need to actually find some commercials and splice them in to Hulu. That'll do it. But yeah, it all looks good. I don't know. It looks what I would expect it to look like, I guess. I'm not really coming up with any like really deep insight here of like, yeah, it looked like the way I remembered it because it's how I watched it. What do we think of those four episodes as a night of TV? I mean, like, think of what we got to see: an explosion on Family Matters.
Yeah.
A lobster butter tank on Boy Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
A karate kick through a coffee vending machine on Step by Step.
Right.
And a boarded wedding on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. What a night.
When is Sweeps Week? That's like...
February. I mean, fall, this is like early. Well, it's like four times a year. I mean, this is like first week of February. I don't think there's anything. I think when you're tuning into TGIF, this is an average week.
Whoa.
Well, because we saw that montage on Family Matters of just all the time Steve Urkel blows stuff up, so...
Oh, right. Yeah. Which I totally think was them being like, yeah, we paid all this money to blow things up. We should get more out of these shots.
Who would we all say is your, must-see performer of all four episodes? Out of all four episodes, who is just like... Now I'm trying to think.
They're already all blurred together.
They do. It all does. I will say Tom Poston from Family Matters as the janitor, just because I love him already. And he, Mr. Looney, I remember that joke. Mr. Looney, Looney, it's French. He did some singing and dancing.
Yeah. No, the singing was definitely a crowd favorite.
Yeah, no, anytime you bust out Numbers from Carousel, that.
I don't know why, but there's something really compelling about... What's this, Sasha Mitchell?
Like Cody?
Yeah, I don't know why. Like,
I mean, I guess he had the most dramatic or the most like varied role tonight.
Maybe it's something like I don't see that character anymore. Maybe it's just kind of what I watch, but that like... I don't know, right? He's a bro.
If he's a bro,
he's like a proto bro.
Yeah,
like
Cody is Brendan Fraser doing Pauly Shore.
Yeah, that's
what he is.
Yeah,
and I don't know if he does either of them well. I don't know. I have mixed feelings about Cody Sasha Mitchell.
Yeah, it did. It felt like there was like a normal show. Like, normal things were happening that then they just, like, inserted him into the story.
That's kind of what the show is. Like, because he doesn't show up until episode 8 or 9. And suddenly it's like, oh, here's this crazy character.
Oh, so he's like the...
he's the Urkel.
The Poochie.
Yeah.
On the... Of Itchy and Scratchy.
Ellen, who is your standout of the night?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's blurring together for me, too. I don't know.
No, Mr. Feeney. You're totally on...
What were you going to...
No, what's the singing? The janitor.
The janitor. No, like I say, you win a lot of goodwill from me when you bust out numbers from Carousel, for good. Sure.
Tom Poston wins the night, as he should. So next on the docket is watching... this never-ending thing that I'm submitting you, forcing you both to do, because I'm a maniac. Right?
I have two TVs, Brett. It's not like I'm.
Yeah, you.
Not
we
into
are
this.
Sitting in. Yeah, there's our two TVs sitting here. We're gonna watch an episode of Full House followed by Fuller House, and then compare the two, and see what they look like.
Yeah, this is actually gonna be more interesting.
This is what I've been. This is the whole point. This whole TGIF thing was like a loony add-on bit that I wanted to do. Which maybe I should have saved that for another night. But yeah, let's do this. Okay, we just finished watching Full House and then an episode of Fuller House on this old-ass TV. This fucking old TV.
It's only
17 years old. No, what did you say it was October 2001?
Yes.
They have the month on there? That's detailed.
They make good products.
So wait, do y'all want to give your hot takes or I need to give my hot take first?
I thought Fuller House, you talked about the lighting, I thought Fuller House actually looked a little darker.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's, it's trying to, there's, I don't know, it's just, my vocabulary fails me. There's something fundamentally different about the lighting. Like, the lighting on Fuller House is actually darker than on Full House. But it feels more like an artificially darker.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, it's this thing of like, I need to write this article about this and I can't think of the words to actually explain that the way things are lit in Full House, which is brighter, surprisingly brighter, feels just like more natural, but like the way that everything is.
So your thinking was maybe if we watch this on this TV, it would look more natural. Do you feel like it looked more natural or not?
I don't think it looked the way I thought it was going to look, but I do think that it felt better.
Yeah.
Because I've had to watch, for work, I've had to watch every episode of Fuller House. I mean, first two seasons I watched on my own, so I'm not going to blame that on work. But season three, I've seen every episode a couple times for work. And I will say that, like, seeing it on this TV, like, it made a lot more sense.
Hmm.
And I was thinking about the subconscious. This is getting into my overthinking it. You like that. You like overthinking it.
Yeah.
I think we might have subconscious cues associated with streaming television, especially like Netflix.
Okay.
Because since that medium is still so new, we associate it with like quality. Like, this is the new thing. These are like edgy new dramas, like prestige. Like, Netflix is all about like House of Cards, prestige, you know, like all these like Marvel shows, prestige, like we're getting actors. We're like doing cinematography. And even with the comedies like Kimmy Schmidt, Grace and Frankie are like, they're not the kind of things you would see on TGIF.
Mm-hmm.
So when you put on Fuller House, it feels like this weird, like, this doesn't belong. This does not belong on my laptop screen. This belongs on the TVs I had when I was a kid, because that's 100% what the show is. And so there's like this weird, and I feel that. I think I do actually kind of feel that when you watch these other shows, it feels like you don't belong here. You're in the wrong house. You know, you're in the wrong Full House. So I don't know, watching it on this thing with like all the lines are kind of blurry. And also the 16:9 aspect ratio is a little bit more distorted and blocked out by like the safe zone area. So it looks a little bit more 4:3, I felt.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked a little bit more full screen, which was an interesting twist on it. It felt a lot more in line with Full House, I think, tonally. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What did y'all think? Am I making any sense?
That's yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah, like I said, it still looked different. It wasn't like I would, you know, not. It's not like you could show me a frame and me not know which was which.
Right.
Although that'd be an interesting way to try it.
Well, but that's like, why I took so many pictures. I'm going to try and find similar set shots and put them side by side.
Okay. You've watched more of this show, period. So I think you've got a better baseline than I've only seen one other episode of this.
Well, but watching both these shows back to back.
But I mean, you've also watched it. I haven't watched it as much on the flat screen.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah. It is. It's an interesting thing. Mm. So maybe Netflix should really ship out big CRT TVs, free one.
Maybe.
To,
I'm surprised. I'm also surprised just like watching. I don't know. I feel like I remember going from. Maybe part of this is just I have a crappy flat screen TV. But I feel like I remember going from, like, you know, getting an HD set and being like, wow, this is so much better. So, like, I remember that transition and thinking it was an improvement. But now watching this, it doesn't look as bad as I remembered it, if that makes any sense. Maybe this is a better TV. Maybe the problem is I have, like, an expensive old CRT. Yeah, I have an expensive CRT and a lousy... Or not as good LCD.
Well, there's also, because I remember when we all first got DVDs, we were all like, oh, DVD, look how crystal clear it looks, wow. Mm-hmm. And now when I go back and watch DVDs compared to, you know, Blu-rays and things that we're at now, it's like, oh, these DVDs look like garbage. And it's all because TVs, like our TV technology and our home video technology just keeps progressing, both of them, at different rates maybe, or like, I feel like TVs probably kept increasing in quality, clarity, while we still had DVD. And then all of a sudden we were watching DVDs on these like fancier TVs, and it's like, oh, these don't look as good anymore. Here's Blu-ray. Okay, good. Now Blu-ray looks really great on this. And I'm sure at some point, are we going to get TVs that are even better than Blu-ray, and now our Blu-rays are going to look shitty?
That's a good question. Because I know 4K... I mean, so 4K is the newer TVs. I don't know if Blu-rays support it, but I kind of imagine they probably... Without getting into like too many technical details, there's like a whole bunch of stuff about the DVD spec that they clearly like when they designed the Blu-ray spec, they were like, all right, we're gonna fix all the mistakes we made by like making things more extensible. So anyway, so it's it's a long-winded way of me saying I don't know.
Yeah, I will say that like watching it on a standard def, like this is like standard definition.
Yep. 480p.
Yeah, it made it look a lot more weird to say palatable, like bite-sized and palatable.
Mm-hmm.
A little more quaint. I'm trying to think of more metaphors of like if you are okay, like if you're wearing your best, like just like a normal off the like a nice suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nice like suit that you would get at like a department store, like a Macy's suit, a perfectly nice suit. I definitely want a lot of those suits. But if you were going to the Oscars, it'd be like, oh, well, that's a choice. You're wearing like a JCPenney suit at the Oscars. Ugh. But then if you're just going to like your friend's wedding or something, it makes a lot more sense in that context.
Well, it depends on who you're friends with.
Right, okay. If you're friends with James Cameron. I don't know why that's the first thing I pulled out.
quick, Brett. That was the richest, most ostentatious person you could think of.
Mr. James Cameron. It's probably because Candace Cameron Bure. So I feel like Fuller House is the JCPenney suit of shows. Netflix prides itself on being... the Oscars of TV, the Emmys. It prides itself on being the Emmys.
When does it though? I mean, like, it
needs to, like, this is going to a nice party. Like, it just needs to go to, like, the friend's wedding, a job interview. Like, that's the stakes the Fuller House needs to be in.
Yeah. It's just like, hanging out at your friend's place, watching TV.
Because I am in my JCPenney suit right now.
Yeah. Yeah, why'd you wear such a fancy suit?
God, I wish I was the kind of person... I'm a little bit away from... Once the weather gets better. It's horrible.
Once it gets better, you're going to wear...
Was this a waste of time?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. So do we want to watch, like, a Will and Grace or something? Like, another new one and see how it looks?
I'd be up for it. You got three more.
Yeah, well, we don't have... We'll be back.
I have no idea what time
we'll be back, listeners. So we just watched a 2017 episode of Will and Grace, and then watched a little bit of a 2001 episode of Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I, upon hitting play on the 2017 version, I was blown away by how congruous. Is congruous also a word?
Yeah, congruous is a word.
Cool. How in line it looks with the classic Will and Grace. Like, it looked to me totally... Wait, congruous isn't a word. Is that what you just...
Congruous is
a
word.
Okay, I thought you mouthed to Ellen like, no, it wasn't.
A lot about it. It'd be fine.
I'm crazy. My brain is fried. But I'm just saying that I feel like it looked so much similar. Like, these two looked a lot more similar than Full House and Fuller House.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much of that is just the fact that it's the same actors.
Well, but Fuller House is also a lot of the same actors.
The same actors who are...
But they are also significantly older and look a lot different. And have vastly different personalities.
Yeah.
But it is still, like, the same set. So I think, like, the lighting on Will and Grace, while different, is still similar. As we discussed...
Is it the same set? Like, the exact... Like, they got it out of a...
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if any of these.
You
keep saying it.
I keep thinking you know. You have like insider knowledge.
I should.
No, I mean, I don't mean to put it on you that you must know that.
I should have done all my research, but yeah, it's really fascinating. And we realized like actually kind of have the opposite problem where Fuller House looks darker than Full House, but. Yeah. Older Will and Grace is darker than newer Will and Grace. So the lighting is not, like, it's not the same across the board.
Mm-hmm.
All new sitcoms are lit brighter and all old ones are lit dimmer. It's kind of, it's a case-by-case basis. And I think the real thing that is different is just definition, like the definition quality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that by watching it on an old TV, by lessening the definition, you are, I don't know, leveling the playing field. You're taking away one difference. Because the difference is, like, SD versus HD.
Maybe, but I think you should... I don't know. It would be interesting to go back and if you figure out what these shows were shot on, right? Like, film versus tape versus whatever. Because I feel like even if you...
Well, Fuller House probably has that problem. Also, or that difference, too. Because Full House is on tape. That is definitely a tape show.
Mm-hmm.
And Fuller House is... Well, I mean, it's not film because nothing's on film anymore, but it is like high def digital.
Right.
And that quality is just going to look different no matter what. So that's probably why the lighting also looks different because like those formats capture and like react to light differently.
Right.
Like, that's why you light things differently. And I would imagine I guess Will and Grace probably has the same problem as well, but they just hide it better. Or not hide it, but like it matches better. Very interesting.
But I bet you, like, even to say, like, oh, you shoot on digital, like, there's not one
universal
digital camera.
Everyone has a digital camera.
Yeah, it's not, like, one camera, right, with one. There's lots of like, choices for how to do it. So,
right.
Like, it'd be... And I don't even know, right? But I bet... I bet you that just based on looking at it, you know, however, the cameras... They've set up the camera for New Will and Grace in a very similar way, even if it's not on, even if it's obviously probably not the same material.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They'd be nuts not to shoot on digital, right?
Like, yeah.
So, but...
So what a wild night, what a wild ride we've had. Us and the listeners. With another bonus episode of my experiment. My normal experiment.
Your normal is...
God. We've also... I mean, we've watched a lot of television tonight, so I'm feeling a little bit punchy.
Yeah.
We watched, what, 7 episodes in a row? Yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7.5-ish.
Yeah, about.
And also some lovely commercials. Do we need to talk about, was it Bilbo Island?
Boblo Island.
Boblo Island in the greater Detroit area.
Yeah, Detroit's Coney Island.
We basically, people on YouTube will put greatest commercials of the 90s.
It just says
in compilations.
That's not what it's, it's
90s commercials.
It's 90s commercials volume 222.
So,
it
yes.
It's all about volume, yes. Not about quality.
My persnickety ass gets annoyed when I'm like, oh, I want to see this. These commercials that are called 90s commercials that, for my opinion, should be ones that we all remember, and they're all regional. And I'm like, well, I didn't grow up in Detroit. I don't know all these things.
Well, Brett, we were all in regions.
Yes, but there were national. Well, there was like some honeycomb commercials in there that I remembered. That bubble, yeah. that bubble gum extra. Commercial extra. Well, yeah, with the bubble
the
blowing
bubble
up.
The bubble gum flavored extra.
Yeah.
That she was informing us about.
So some of them were good. But it was nice to watch those on an old TV as well. I feel like you have such a nice little treasure here.
Yeah, I really like it.
I'm
real fortunate that we managed to get it for free before it was thrown out.
Like, so find and love your CRTVs.
Yeah, or if you have one and you're getting rid of it, post it on the internet because there's a nerd out there who would definitely like to take it away.
Yeah, yeah. If I was rich. I would have a room with one in it.
If you were, well...
If I was not...
To have the room.
Yeah, to have the room.
The TVs are not...
The TV would be, like, free. I would probably have a dozen... I could probably snap my fingers and people would be like, please take this off. I've seen so many of them just on the sidewalk in New York.
Yeah, no, it's kind of...
It's like a daily occurrence.
It's heartbreaking when you think of how much they cost originally and, like...
Yeah.
And the fact that, yeah, it's like you can't... It really is a different experience...
The sound it made when you turned it on, like that.
Oh, the degaussing?
Yeah, wait, like, if we turn it off, will it make that noise?
Yeah, yeah, it's like resetting... What is it doing? It's like... It's trying to, like, calibrate itself for magnetic fields around... Because, right, remember you wave a magnet around the screen
yes.
and go crazy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's what the Duck Hunt game is all... not magnets, but it's all, like...
No.
That's all rays of light and stuff.
Yeah, that's not how Duck Hunt doesn't use magnets at all. Duck Hunt works by flashing for a single frame on the screen, it makes it all black.
Yes.
And then it makes the ducks, it puts like a white rectangle where the targets are, and then it brings the picture back. And in the second you pull the trigger, there's a little camera in the, or just a photo sensor in the gun, and it basically detects the light from the screen. If you're pointed at a target, it registers light, and if you're pointed at nothing, it'll just be black, and that's how it tells when you hit the target.
So you can shoot at Duck Hunt by pointing the gun at a piece of paper? Or a light?
No, because that's the thing. It goes from, it does one frame of all black, and then a frame of white. So if you, because there are other systems that actually used to do that where it would just look for the light, so you could fake it by shooting it at a light bulb. And Nintendo was smarter than that. But here's what's crazy. The Zapper, Nintendo Zapper does not work with LCDs. Because even though in principle it could work just the same, the extra milliseconds that it takes to process the image and put it on the screen throws off the timing enough that the Nintendo Zapper just does not work.
Jeez.
So like this, you actually have, like, I don't know, I like got roped into like Facebook groups for people that collect these TVs, and like you need to have one of these old cathode ray tubes if
to
you
play
want
to Duck Hunt accurately.
If you want to play Duck Hunt, yeah.
Wow. Let's turn it off and see what it sounds like.
Yeah, go for
with
it.
That. Let's go on this. This is whatever. I'm crazy. Did you hear that little snap?
Yep.
Ooh. I'm hoping that came through. Whatever. Anyway.
If you turn it off, and it'll wait a couple seconds. Wait a little bit longer, let it like cool off.
Turn it off?
Yep. Like, it literally has to, like, if it cools off enough, then when you turn it on, you'll get that long.
Oh, right.
Sound.
I hope this is taking everyone back.
I think
if you listen to this podcast, you're into this, hopefully.
Yeah, no. I mean, what better way to discuss the visual differences of a visual medium
than on audio? Right. Oh, boy. There will be pictures somewhere. There will be an article on Decider about this at some point soon. Okay, let's turn it back on. A lot of clicks. Cool. So yeah.
It's still too warm.
Yeah, still too warm. This was fun. This was a wild ride. Anything I want to plug? That's how these things end. You plug this rad TV you got. You should start scheduling out like times for people to come over and watch things.
Yeah, if you're friends with me and you want to come watch something, just contact me and hang out.
Yeah.
Because I like hanging out.
Yeah, so yeah, everyone, the show will be back to normal on February 1st, 2018 with the I Love Lucy episode, Ricky and Fred Are TV Fans, which is in, I think it's season 2, episode 30. You can stream that on Hulu, buy it on iTunes, stream it on Amazon. Please follow the podcast on Twitter, Tumblr, everywhere. Please tweet your sitcom-related questions to @MustHaveSeenTV, and I will talk about them on the show. I'm going to try to work in some new segments this year, and I'm going to need help doing that, so get at me. And I will talk to everyone soon on MustHaveSeenTV. Hooray! What a life.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.